You grow up. You work half a century. You get a golden handshake. You rest a couple of years. And you're dead. So said David Brent in the sitcom The Office. Sometimes life hits you in the head with a brick. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going when I was fired from Apple was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. So said Steve Jobs at his commencement speech for graduates at Stanford University in 2005. Follow your dreams, urged Richard Branson. Yet the mantra of the modern 21st century middle classes, listen to your inner voice, be true to yourself, follow your passion, your future is limitless, was dismissed as completely garbage advice by David Brooks, a columnist for the New York Times, when he gave his commencement lecture at Dartmouth College in 2015. So who is right? What is work really all about? There is no doubt that Jobs is right that work will fill a large part of our lives. This is particularly true of those of us who have long commutes to work, or who work in jobs with long hours, or who are paid so little we have to work at more than one job. For many of us, we will spend more than half our waking week at work. Brent is certainly right too. We work hard, we rest for a few years, maybe more, and then we are dead. We are not even remembered once we have left our workplace. One friend of mine was once the vice president of Lloyd's and quite literally a household name in the world of insurance. He took me to the top of the Lloyd's building a couple of years after he retired. As we came back down out of the office, he paused. 3 years ago, he said, everybody would know my name. Now nobody even recognizes me. Nor is there any doubt that Brooks is right to say that being true to yourself and following your dreams is a middle-class mantra. The vast proportion of the working world has no choice in their work. They cannot do anything other than what their parents did at work, or are restricted to what the local factory prescribes, or the major employer dictates. So whatever they may dream, they have little opportunity to realize it, as Richard Branson has. For those of us who are in the fortunate position of being able to choose what work we do, this mantra that we should fulfill our potential can be utterly enslaving. A couple of years ago, after I had given a talk on fear, I sat next to a young lad. I turned to him and asked, "What are you most frightened of?" "Not fulfilling my potential," he said. In a world with endless opportunities, how can we possibly fulfill our potential? The purpose of this book is to explore the biblical view of work. As we do so, we shall assess some of the approaches and attitudes to work that our popular culture holds. We are going to find that the Bible's teaching on work is not only liberating, but also exhilarating and refreshingly realistic. We do not need to be enslaved by our work or totally depressed by it. As we put our work in its rightful, God-given place, we will find real joy and lasting purpose as we work for God.